I used to listen to records by old men and women, blind men, drunk women, unfamous people. People who worked all day and played all night. I wondered if they did manual labor so the work didn't interfere with the songs they were brewing in their heads. That's why I never had a career. Everything was an intrusion to the clapping word looms in my head. Photosynthesis, like a walking camera, always taking pictures, developing the images in the dark room of waking. Photosynthesis, converting light into lyric just to stay alive, wanting nothing but to present the finished gem that was polished in secret. One word in the right place, more than all the gold in the world. Finally and finally, mad at last, unaware, devoid of care. Peace, a million times brokenhearted, brings you back to where you started. We are not called to be successful, just faithful. Dancer, doctor, plumber, teacher, serve the vision, embrace the excellent danger. There will be no rest until you learn to be obsessed. Give up everything for one smile within. One moment of clarity demands a lifetime of toil.
Running down dogma with his karma. This is the Drew Marshall Show.
Reduce, edit, find the essence. All else is chicanery. You spend your whole life trying to be what you already are. I found words. I hid from them too, chased them all around. They run like an itch up the spine of the journey. They resist like a woman who plays shy with the man of her dreams. They give like a lover where it's least deserved. I tried all the special effects, mistresses all. They wore me like clothes. I spun around a lot, spent all my money on gas that doesn't burn in my engine. All the bells and whistles clung to me like an unwanted tattoo. The muse is jealous, patient, and relentless. You will never outrun what it wants you to be, but you still have to try in order to see. Not a second was wasted or regretted. You arrive at the beginning, knowing without knowing, asking nothing, losing everything, and poor as a king on a sofa. Photosynthesis. The muse is jealous. It will kill what it can't have.
I just got, we just got a birthday present delivered.
Nice.
Here in the studio.
Is that your birthday present?
This is the birthday present from the boss.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yes. It's a big birthday present.
Mr. Matt Cain just showed up.
He must like you.
With a lovely pizza from Pizziolo.
It's a big slice.
Oh, gourmet pizza.
It's a gourmet pizza.
Gourmet pizza.
Oh, dude, look at
Let's
that.
Let's see.
What do you got?
Sorry.
Oh,
Michael,
nice.
Michael, do you mind if we just not talk about you at all for the next?
Don't talk. Just shove it in. just like one piece. Go on. Go on, Drew.
Can
the
you
whole
pass
piece.
Me the sheets there?
Come on.
Yeah.
All radio land wants to see you fill that cake hole with one entire slice. Go on, we know you're good for it.
He's got $4 up his nose. Listen.
Listen.
Remember that Cheech and Chong
everything
thing?
Up his nose.
His nose.
This is an amazing pizza.
Very good to me.
It's got like four separate sections.
Yeah.
On behalf of the Drew Marshall Show, I would like to take this opportunity to thank Joy 1250 and the boss, Matt Cain, for this lovely birthday present. Thank you, Matt Cain.
Thank you. And happy birthday, Drew.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Going on what now? You must be pretty old by now.
I can drink.
Yeah? Right. Gambling?
Like a fish.
No, I meant
starting
tomorrow.
Speaking of Ripley's Aquarium.
Michael, I'm glad you're here, man.
So am I, always.
It's been way too long. Now, you went down to Nashville and did a full-on something-something.
Album. Yeah, that was last year.
Yeah.
Sometime.
But,
hello?
I know. But what I'm saying is, I'm proud that your career is progressing.
My career.
I know. You have a career. You really do. And the fact that I was just talking to someone the other day. Oh, I can't remember his name. Perry. I don't know his last name.
Cool.
He runs the music store in Orangeville.
Oh.
And he's a member of a band.
Shanks.
Like a reggae-ish stuff. He's like a phenomenal reggae. Perry, balding guitar guy. and he knows you and loves you. So now this is embarrassing because you don't know who he is.
Well, I might do. I know a few of the guys there in associated bands that hang out with guys in my band.
Yeah.
Well, the band I'm in.
Yes. Well said.
Thank you.
By the way, if you're going away soon, so Garage Baby will not be really happening until you come back. Is that true?
That's right. January, okay. February, March, I'm AWOL.
So when April comes around, look out for Garage Baby, because I've spoken to so many people who don't really care about me, and they still agree that Garage Baby is freaking amazing.
We're hot. We're the best band in town, easily.
And we posted one of the videos that
you
guys
did. I do remember that one.
Yeah, and we put it up on our, we emailed it to everybody, and it's on our listen page. So go to drewmarshall.ca, click on upcoming show or next show, whatever the heck it is, and at the bottom where you see Mr. Bennett's thing there, you'll see a great video of you
guys.
Yeah,
and we also play every other Wednesday, not this week, but coming Wednesday at Say What, Church in Front Street in downtown Toronto, and we are the host band, the Paul Schaefer setup for the Julian Dion Comedy Hour, which is Julian Dion hosts, and he's a brilliant stand-up comic, and he gets the best that he can bring in. And we are on, the Garage Baby is the house band, so we are on stage the whole time.
Do you banter back and forth
with
them?
Yeah, I try to keep out of it, because I got in trouble for saying I don't like to put it mildly, I said I didn't like, what are they called, that band from Kingston, what's his name?
The Hip?
Gordon, yeah, the 100th Meridian.
Dude, they were horrible at
the
hockey
they
thing.
Are horrible.
The Stanley Cup, Leaf opener.
They're horrible.
Right.
That was shocking.
I'll say it on air, I'll say it again, but this guy, the comedian, was from Kingston, and boy, did he go at me.
What, he got offended?
Oh, he took umbrage, large. And I said, well, and he kept pressing me. Why do you think they're boop? And I said, well, I just don't like them, blah, blah, blah. And he just kept asking, and I just kept telling.
All right. Well, listen, you're not here to vent. This isn't your stinking counseling session.
No, but I do want to say that rhyming Bob Cajun with Constellation, that's the justification for my, come on. Stop it.
All right. About to perform live on the Drew Marshall Show.
Yeah, now he's listening.
All
right, let's hear this.
Yeah, how good are you?
Dummy.
What are you going to throw down right now, Mr. Bennett?
I'm going to throw down something like a song, What I Wrote.
Okay.
A song, What I Wrote, and a song, My Ukulele, which is a Dixie 1952, as previously mentioned.
And very shiny.
It's shiny, yeah. It's chrome. It's all chrome, except for the strings.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I've been looking forward to this for quite a long time. I love it when you're on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bennett.
I think I've been on more than you, haven't
I? Did you not hear how great that intro
was? That was fantastic, except this is the word man of Alcatraz.
Whenever. Ladies and gentlemen, the word man of Alcatraz.
The word, there's no escape. I was doing some laundry, life's little chores, when I noticed something shiny down on the floor. There were others around, so quick as a bunny, I slipped it in my pocket, smooth as honey, found money. It's as easy as that, I found money. Our troubles are over, found money. It's as easy as that, I found money. Our troubles are over. As I was walking down the street, I thought I might get a little something to eat. Once more I looked down, I thought, now that's funny. That little green paper looks just like money, found money. It's as easy as that, I found money. Our troubles are over, found money. It's as easy as that, I found money. Yeah, our troubles are over. So after the dentist, I was feeling quite ill, for I was presented with a rather large bill. A stroll in the park would be peaceful and sunny. Then I found a whole suitcase full of money, found money. It's as easy as that, I found money. Yeah, our troubles are over, found money. It's as easy as that, I found money. Our troubles are over. I was at the museum, eating some chips, looking at some artifacts.
from Egypt. When a cloud of pink smoke comes out of this mummy and he says, you got 3 wishes, it's your lucky day, sonny, found money. It's as easy as that, I found money. Yeah, our troubles are over, found money. It's as easy as that, I found money. Our troubles are over.
That's beautiful. Beautiful stuff, man. Michael Bennett, killing us here in the Drew Marshall Show. And, you know, it's the resonance in the voice. It's the serious face. And it's the... It's the jilting lyrics that resonate in my soul.
It's the only face I got. Yeah, I get that all the time. You look so serious. You look angry. You look this, you look that.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? It's like real estate people. Why do they put their picture on the house, on the sign?
Yeah.
I don't care what you look like. Just sell my house.
The two blonde sisters it's come to be.
Right. Is that what it is?
Oh, they're all like that in Barry.
Are you an angry person?
No.
Are you cynical?
I got tired of being angry.
No, but the first time you came on here, you were actually nervous because this was a God show, and you had some experience in the God scene for a lot of years.
Yeah.
And would you say there was some cynicism?
Cynicism. I've known cynicisms and cynics, and I've seen where it leads because they're dead now. And the heart got overwhelmed, so I tried to learn. And basically, I'm in my 50s now, Drew, and it's just too much weight to carry. And I'm tired of hearing myself go on about things. And you know what? I don't regret a minute of my moaning, but it's time to just enjoy the moment.
So what lights you up?
Ukuleles.
Dogs. You know that's weird, right?
Being
a ukulele guy?
I'm a minimalist.
By the way, how did it go living in the trailer in the middle of the woods?
Brilliant.
How long were you there
for? There's no people around.
How long were you there for?
On and off, about 30 years. No. Yeah, I parked behind Walden's cabin there at Walden Pond. Not Walden. What was his name? I don't know. Some guy. Thoreau. No, I sold the trailer.
Okay.
I sold it.
Yeah.
Because it got damaged last winter. And
that was a heck of a winter.
It was 3 feet of snow on top of it, and it's only a little fella.
Where'd you store it? Buffalo?
No, it was up in Muskoka there.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
Your songs are so intense lyrically that you've been able to actually replicate them with different melodic tunes. Different music behind it. So you've reggae'd them.
Constantly.
You've punked them.
Yeah.
You've ukulele'd them.
Yeah. And I spoken worded them. Ooh. And now I had 2 albums of spoken word recently, and now the next one is I'm just gonna do this and talk them.
That's like listening to Vinyl Tap with Randy Bachman.
Yeah. Except, yeah, I'm not talking about... Yeah, well, in 72, when Neil and I were...
except you're not going to lie?
Yeah. All right, you've had your go. I've had my go at Gordon Downey. Sorry.
Completely different show. Yeah. Would you mind doing another song right away? Because what's this song all about, Mr. Bennett?
This one,
because
I have
I've
no
talked
idea.
You up, man. And you better be good.
I have no idea. This is about 15, 20 years old, though, I think. No, 20 at least. And so I dug it up because this little fella's a bit spooky. And I like it. And the weather makes it even harder for him to stay in tune. But anyway, I'll cut the crap and just sing it. It's called Much Too High. There's a way in a man that seems right in his eyes, but the end of that way, well, only God can say. But it's much too high, I don't want to think about it now. His treasure in his
his hand, and it gives him pleasure that he don't understand. But it's much too high, I don't want to think about it now. There is one who is rich, and yet he is poor. In his mind he is fixed, oh, but he can't be sure. But it's much too high, I don't want to think about it now. There is many a voice that a man can hear as he makes his choice. He that speaks will be near. But it's much too high, I don't want to think about it now. That it's much too high, I don't want to think about it now.
The word man of Alcatraz. I'll say it again while the mic's on. The word man of Alcatraz. You're soul disturbing.
Oh, I guess that's part of my job.
Do you understand that that you're rare? Like, I know that people say that, and we talk about it all the time, and it gets sickening, and it's just every time you're on our show, we talk about your weirdness.
Yeah.
But do you have friends?
Yeah. I thought I did. This is just a mercy call. Hey, Bennett, do you want to do the show again?
All right.
Just get him in here.
All right.
Make him. Yeah. I just, you know, everybody's different. Everybody is unique. Every snowflake, every grain of sand. It just takes a lifetime to accept it and jolly well be it. To fulfill, it's the hardest thing to be what you are. Like, flowers don't ask questions. The flower in the woods does its job in the universe regardless of being seen or not. Most are not seen. You know, all this self-help stuff, all this, and people are really hungry for it, and there's a cycle of new terminology every whatever, blah, 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 blah. Does that help?
Help me.
Yeah. Everybody's different. Everybody's weird.
If you wrote a book, what would the first chapter be?
I have no idea. I think I've written my life story. It was culled from like 35 years of notebooks, and it ended up on two spoken word albums. My book, would it be? Please, God, let the Leafs win. Please stop the punishment.
Would you ever throw your jersey on the ice?
No.
That was a little trashy.
That's a little bit low. There's desperate, there's pissed off, there's angry, there's frustrated, but that's...
Tacky.
Tacky, ain't got no class, and it's dangerous.
Yeah, because you could trip on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the second guy who did it left his phone in his pocket as well of his track thing.
Really?
I hear. But anyway.
That's funny.
You can't blame him.
Excuse
Come
us
on.
While we
anyone
over digress. 40's
been, yeah, anyone over 40's been punished for the last as yeah. many years. Yeah. Like, it's a brutally punishing regime to follow, let's face it. I call it Ballardism. The truth remains. It's obvious. They will sell out if they never win another game, and they know it, and that's all there is to it.
Ding.
Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, where we are angry about stuff.
I'm not angry.
No, I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right.
I am. Actually,
I'm
no,
not
I was
angry
I was thinking
anymore.
About that the other day, how I've morphed into a bit of a crustacean over the last 7 years.
Mm.
Eh? Have you seen have you noticed
seven
it?
7 years?
Stop it. We are in the studio with the word man of Alcatraz, otherwise known as Mr. Bennett. Your childhood, Mr. Bennett, were you strange then too?
I just remember looking out from inside something. You know,
like, that's how you felt.
Yeah.
Don't were you? Were you shy?
No, I was a class clown until I hit my first or second or third one of the years of high school that I did attend, and my best mate died, and I turned quickly, and had my first bout of what is like the cloak of some kind of quizzical darkness, you know. But no, I was always just. My mother brings out, all right, here's the definitive report. Every dinner table, especially when guests or new girlfriends, which there never are. all right. So, like, peeking out of the hole, my mother likes to tell the story. I did two things from birth. I took things apart, and I wandered off.
Wow.
Like, literally wandered off.
Like, gone walkabout.
Yeah. They found me driving the ferry to Victoria after an hour of searching for me at 3, 4. The whole boat's looking for me. I'm wearing the skipper's cap. I'm driving the boat. It's all in control.
Wow.
So I wander off. That's what I do. Every waking second is spent containing myself, trying to be normal. Less and less so now. Less and less and less. Less and less. You got to do it. You got to be it. You got to follow it. You got to let it. You don't need to find yourself. You need to let yourself.
Oh.
And it's not even about yourself, so stop
ooh.
It.
Ooh.
Wow.
See, just that kills me.
Yes.
If
and
I
it's
said
spontaneous.
That, I'm going to say that to someone at the pub tonight, and I'm going to sound so smart, man.
Do it after four whatevers.
Okay.
Hey. And she's going to go, right, okay, could you pay now?
Yeah. Can you be yourself for a second and pay for this?
This would be a 22-year-old girl standing there looking all cute going, I only asked you if you wanted ketchup or vinegar.
it is funny because when we go out, that's exactly what happens. He's chatting up the waitress and they're just like, what?
What? Pardon? Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, okay. Man.
Yeah. Anyway.
What was the? I hate to get all macabre here on you,
Macabre.
But it does seem to flesh out the good stuff.
Mm.
Darkest time of your life?
Oh, I don't know. Must have been recent, probably. There's lots of them.
Does it involve disappointment in humans or internal discontent?
Yeah. It's the bizarre trickery of personal. You know, disappointments or disillusions, which come from an illusion. You can't be disillusioned unless you're living in an illusion, or you have your broken expectations or your disappointments, and then you realize, hopefully, that it wasn't about you, and you should shut up and enjoy what you got. So there's an ongoing. And then there's also a genuine, I think for everybody, there's this ongoing attempt to reconcile or align or whatever. And I just think that no one is different, no one is special, no one's unique in that sense. We're all in it. And
boy, Oprah hates you.
Does she? Oh, well,
she
I'm not going
me.
On her show then. She can, yeah. She can ask
so are you just lowering expectations then?
I'm getting rid of them. Except... Just accept. Just accept. Well, I don't know. There are no answers. If there are, they're probably in you. You know, like, we're all walking around going, if there's a God, how come there's suffering? And, oh, I need an answer, and I require explanation, and I...
Are you mocking my journey?
No, the whole show.
Okay.
No. basically, we're going like, okay, we're all demanding God tell me what time it is, and he's already given you a watch. You know, so... So
shut up.
Use what you got. Yeah, right. Shut up and accept. And life is not for figuring out. Life is for living. And
shut up and kiss me.
Beer and pizza. Yeah, and shut up and kiss me. Yeah, I just think the process of age, if you make it through whatever crap you throw on yourself, you know, you get to the point where hopefully age just starts telling you stuff. Like, just stop it. Just live your life. Shut up. Oh, and by the way, people complain about the TTC. You don't get out much, do you? I can go 25 miles, and then I can go square that for $3. You don't go out much, do you? Stop it.
My brain hurts every time this guy comes on.
Do you have another question?
Every time.
Don't ask me another question.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
What was the best interview you ever had?
Why are you doing this?
No,
it's about you.
What was the... Okay. What was the most challenging...
You. When you first came on.
Okay.
That's why you've been back 63 times.
All right.
That's why we hang out.
Yeah. I love it. It's great.
Plus, that little booklet freaked me out.
Yeah?
Yeah, the little tract.
Welcome to Planet Bennett. Turner Burn. Hey. Yeah. I made them. Yeah, I need to make some more.
How come I said this the other day to somebody. By the way, folks, you're listening to the Drew Marshall Show. We're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca, and we're also right here on Joy 1250, covering Southern Ontario. We're in the studio with the word man of Alcatraz, Mr. Bennett, one of the most unique individuals, which is why I resonate with this guy, because...
You're nuts.
Yeah. I can't remember what I was going to say. Where were we going with that?
Wingnut.
No, stop. Where were we going with that? Okay, I know where I was going. Have you ever encountered something that you either immediately thought or later thought was supernatural?
Oh, hell yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I get into this all the time. I say blatantly absurd things just to get a response, and yet I said it last week with the boys in the garage. We're having a couple of beverages there, and like I just, there are no aliens. Let me save North American government a few trillion dollars. I'll tell you right now, for nothing. There's nothing out there, all right? There, I solved it. Now feed people. No, and there are no aliens. And then something will happen. Yeah. I have walked. I have stood shoulder to shoulder with otherness. I've looked into his eyes. I've seen it. I've heard it. And I don't believe it. And I don't know what I know. Blah, 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 blah. You got all these fixed ideas? Hell yeah, all the time. You're supernatural, aren't you?
Yeah, baby.
Well, he's super. I know that.
Yeah, I have had some pretty weird experiences. Absolutely.
Tell us about the Satanists.
Oh, that was my mate, Jeff Trail, and I. We're in a band called El Bandito, and we'll be spending the winter in St. Croix in the West Virgin, where U.S. Virgin Islands, playing reggae. But a long time ago, we used to tour down south in the States just so we could hang out. We used to tour in Europe just so we could hang out for a couple of weeks, because he lives in Jersey. What was the question? We ended up doing this party, house party, big one. You know, it's like $500, so let's do that, and we made some money, had some free food, and we're going, they're all, okay, this is like a vegan super carrot party or something. these people, you know, yeah. Like your antennas are like, what? They're so nice, but there's something weird. Anyway, we did the gig. We're at the bonfire way at the back of the rather large garden. There were about 60, 75, maybe 83 people there.
Was there a tall structure in the middle of the bonfire?
There were no visible, okay, hints. And Jeff was like, so, you know, anyway, we were just dying to figure out where these people were coming from and whether or not we were right or wrong about them being, you know, up to something. Anyway, this guy says, yeah, that we're the local chapter of whatever, blah, blah, blah. We're Satanists. And they were the nicest people. And Jeff's a big fella. He's almost as big as you. And he's pretty handy. So I thought, okay, well, that's... But anyway, they paid us our money, and we were staying the night there.
Oh, yeah.
So we slept together in the same bed. We slept in the same bed. We locked that door. And we're lying in that bed going, Jeff, he's going, Mike. Are we going to wake up? Or are they going to... What are they going to do to us? We locked that door and we buggered off at 6 in the morning. We hit the road and went down to Alabama. And we went down the road in Alabama and then got at a farmer's market, which was closed. This is a long story, you don't want to hear. Then we got kind of accused of armed robbery. And I was... I was saying to the
cop... I got to go on the road with you, man. Yeah.
I was saying to the cop, he says, what are you guys doing here? Like, we drove in... You know those signs? You follow them for 100 miles, Bob's, whatever, only 100 miles. When we finally get to this farmer's market, I'm thinking, two words, bratwurst, sausage. And we get there, and there's like about 8 or 10 brown sedans, and there we're the only one. And eventually, we're going, okay. And by that time, the cop's knocking on the window with the cannon hanging off his belt and the underarm sweat and the big, so where are you boys? And Jeff's like, oh, my God, Mike, shut up. He goes, we got musical gear in the back. We got out-of-state plates, and they're looking for somebody who just robbed a farmer's market with a shotgun. I'm like, Jeff, yeah, like, we're going to come back.
Yeah,
we're going to come back and say, have you got any sausages? Which I repeated to the policeman. We came for sausages. That's what we're doing here. And I guess I didn't appreciate the possibilities of what could happen.
So anyway, you ran into, what was that guy's name on Dukes of Hazzard? Something Pete Coltrane?
Boss Hogg.
Boss.
Yeah. Boss Hogg. And, something Coltrane. Oh.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway.
Good.
Listen, I
Roscoe.
There we go. Okay, boy. Now you're fine. Yeah. Now.
You know, you're not going to hear as much useless information as you are right now on the Drew Marshall Show.
Rhubarb. There you go.
The word man of Alcatraz.
Not entirely.
Also rhubarb. Has Tourette's. Can we lay down another little tune there, please?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, can I play another one of the tracks off the...
Please,
off
yeah. Maybe depression, seeing as Drew's always fishing for the dark stuff from me. There might be some listeners who are depressed after listening to the show.
Yes, as I would be.
So you don't need therapy.
No.
You need Drew Marshall.
You need the word man of Alcatraz.
You need a hug.
Folks, a little tune from the word man of Alcatraz on the Drew Marshall Show.
Depression. So we avoid depression. Fear it. It's bad. We call this and that losing a failure. Success is good. Losing is bad. Really? It's not for others to decide. So I'm a failure because I'm depressed. Again. Compared to what? What you want me to be? What I want me to be? What some professionals have termed... I go to the hilltop, I go to the valley. He who loses, learns. He who gives up, fails. Don't invite your friends into your depression. Only God can enjoy that company, and even then only sometimes. Make use of your loneliness when you come out. Others will need the understanding one day. Unhappiness is a dark teacher, but there are worse. Just don't forget when you're happy. We cannot buy sensitivity. It only comes through what we call pain. We could spend more time addressing the illusions in our lives. Trouble, failure, disappointment, pain, depression, are just as good as any other way of seeing. Good darkness grows the seed. Bad darkness has no faith. I am a camera. Too much light will spoil the wise pictures developing within me. Imprints, proof that I have been here, living, feeling. Most of the time, seems things just don't. My life and my work are a mess, not saying what I want them to say. But as in all illusions, one day you will find yourself in a gallery of time, beholding a beautiful picture, and after a strange pause, you will realize that it is your picture. A beautiful tapestry made of every imaginable color and texture of experience. How much more will you be amazed to discover that you are seeing it from the front, the outside, instead of the tangled mess it looks from behind the mesh frame it is woven into. A tree does not grow all the year round. Only 2 to 3 months are spent growing, much less bearing fruit. The rest of the time is spent solidifying that growth, plunging its roots deeper and farther into the darkness, in search of nutrition, transforming the light, leaning in the wind, losing its leaves, being gnawed at by bugs, dying and maturing.
A little word man of Alcatraz on the Drew Marshall Show. Thanks for tuning in. If you go to the Google and type in word man of Alcatraz, you will find a lot of disturbing things, some brilliant material, and even some stuff for sale.
Yeah, the word man of Alcatraz.
But you, when we were talking off air there, you dropped a little thing on me saying that you're doing a deal where people can pay what they want for something?
Yeah, it's download. It's a brilliant site. It's the Bandcamp site for the Word Man of Alcatraz, the Word Man of Alcatraz Bandcamp site. But if you just Google the Word Man of Alcatraz, it'll say, did you mean Birdman? And then you'll get the whole thing. But if you say Word Man, just the whole page will come up with all sorts of stuff, YouTube and... Yes, the Bandcamp site, the spoken word albums in particular, are pay what you want until I get tired of people paying a dollar for a whole album, and then I'll change it, which is probably going to be in a day.
Tomorrow. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Do it. Go for it. Look, we get you some of the most amazing musicians from all over the place on this show, and these guys, it's their living, and we've got a talented bunch of people. But anyway, my point behind all that is Michael Bennett has been our guest for the last hour of the Drew Marshall Show. Michael, and support him, please. I mean, go buy us. Spend a few bucks and get some great tunes, all right? Cheap.
Or if you can't. If you're spending all your money on therapy from listening to Drew's show, then by all means, take it.
Just take it.
Take it for nothing.
Can you drop one more on us?
Sure.
What are you doing?
Let's do the old standby then. This one is called There's No One Else Like Me.
Love it.
Yeah.
Can I say I was singing at this morning leaving the house?
Oh, really?
It is the biggest earworm.
Yeah.
Because I watched it when you were on Humble and Fred's show.
Yeah.
There's no one else like Humble and Fred.
Yeah.
And then you went on. It was just ridiculous.
Yeah, I wrote them a little theme song. Yeah. And because they suggested I did. And then they played it apparently a few times. And I made quite a few $100,000 in royalties and bought a trailer which caved in. And now I live with my parents in Barrie. I blew it all. It's possible. You know how much goji berries cost?
I'm telling you.
No idea.
I'm telling you. All right, here it is, folks. The Word Man.
There's no one else like me, and I'm sure you must agree. From Inverness to Waikiki, no one else like me. There's no one else like me. What you get is what you see. No hokum or chicanery, no one else like me. There's no one else like me. Neither real nor imaginary. I can't be beat for modesty, no one else like me. There's no one else like me. Up in the air, on land or in the sea. I'm fast as wind and tough as a tree. No one else like me. There's no one else like me. Oh, you could say I am an oddity. Well, I think you'll find it's rarity. No one else like me. There's no one else like me. A rinky dinky dinky doodle dee. On a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, no one else like me. There's no one else like me. Oh, not a word of a lie do I tell thee. I beat Muhammad Ali and Bruce Lee, no one else like me. There's no one else like me. Oh, I could go on endlessly, just like Bohemian Rhapsody, but not like Solomon Grundy, no one else like me. There's no one else like me, and all the world is full of jealousy.
From Inverness to Waikiki, from Halifax to Moosonee, from Moscow to Schenectady, from the Rocky Mountains to the Bay of Fundy, Italy, Romani, and Dundee, from Tallahassee to Poughkeepsie, Timbuktu to Timbuktu, from the Okeechobee to Omimi, all the way from Turkey to Albuquerque, Albany, Tuscany, Chamonix, Hackney, all the way from Goose Bay to Moose Factory, no one else like me. Nobody. Thank you very much.
The Weird Man of Alcatraz, back in the Drew Marshall Show. Pleasure to have you again back, Mr. Bennett.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate
guys,
it very,
man.
Very much. If you missed any of today's show, we'll load all of it on our website for your listening pleasure or re-listening pleasure by the end of the week. We'll get around to it eventually. Thanks for tuning in again, folks. Each and every Saturday, 1 to 5 Eastern. It's the Drew Marshall Show. My name's Drew. This is Tim the Tool. And remember, folks, please, if you're new to this great country, get out of the left lane. Bye-bye.
Make me fruitful. I ask for diligence to outwork what is already in me. I look straight on, even at my failures. I look straight...